भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। धर्मां भागवतां ब्रूता यदि नः श्रुतये क्षमं यैः प्रसन्नः प्रपन्नाय दास्यति आत्मानम् अपि अजः। धर्मान् भागवतान् ब्रूत धर्मान् भागवतान् ब्रूत यदि न श्रुतये क्षमम् यदि न श्रुतये क्षमम् यैहि प्रसन्न प्रपन्नाय यैहि प्रसन्न प्रपन्नाय दास्यात्मानम् अप्यजः दास्यात्मानम् अप्यजः। धर्मान् भागवतां ब्रूत यदि न श्रुतये क्षमम् यैहि प्रसन्न प्रपन्नाय दास्यात्मानम् अप्यजः। धर्मान् भागवतान् ब्रूत यदि न श्रुतये क्षमम् यैहि प्रसन्न प्रपन्नाय दास्यात्मानम् अप्यजः। भागवतां ब्रूत यदि न श्रुतये क्षमम् श्रुतये क्षमम् यैहि प्रसन्न प्रपन्नाय दास्यतात्मानमप्यजः। मातुजीस् धर्मान् भागवतान् ब्रूता यैः प्रसन्न प्रपन्नाय दास्यति आत्मानमप्यजः। Dharman Bhagavata, the science of devotional service. Bruta, please speak. Yadi, if Naha of us, Shrutaye, to hear properly. Kshamam, there is the capacity. Yehi, by which devotional service. Prasannaha, being satisfied. Prapannaya, to one who has taken shelter. Dasyati, he will give. Atmanam, himself. Api, even. Ajaha, the unborn Supreme Lord. Transition purport by the disciples of Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Please speak about how one engages in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. If you consider me capable of properly hearing these topics. When a living entity offers loving service to the Supreme Lord, the Lord is immediately satisfied, and in return he will give even his own self to the surrendered soul. We read yesterday the half of the purport. We'll begin from the remaining half. There are numerous practical historical examples of this loving propensity of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of the love of Mother Yashoda, child Krishna, in his form as Damodar, surrendered himself to his loving mother and allowed himself to be bound with ropes as a childhood punishment. Similarly, feeling indebted to the Pandavas for their intense love for him, Krishna in his form as Partha Sarathi happily agreed to drive the chariot of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Similarly, Krishna in Vrindavan is always thinking of ways to satisfy the gopis, who are universally recognized as the most exalted loving devotees of the Lord. Such intense feelings exchanged between the Lord and his pure devotees would not be possible were the living entities not qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and indeed inseparable parts and parcels of the Lord. On the other hand, because both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities are eternally individuals, each with his own eternal individual consciousness, such loving exchanges are a perpetual reality in the kingdom of God. In other words, absolute oneness with God and absolute difference from God are theoretical imaginations of different schools of speculative philosophy. The perfection of spiritual love, as described in this verse, is based on simultaneous oneness and difference. And this absolute reality was elaborately presented by Lord Krishna himself in his Brahminical incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have expounded this perfect doctrine in innumerable books, culminating in the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has most perfectly presented this knowledge in a way that is understandable not only in India, but to all the people of the world. Our present insignificant attempt is simply to complete His translation and commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are constantly praying for His guidance so that His work can simply be completed exactly as He would have desired. If one can understand the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as they are being presented in Western languages, surely the Lord will be satisfied with such a sincere seeker of spiritual truth. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూపా కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురః శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాం సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీతి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగతపతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్యైవ చ పతితానామ పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ థ్యాంక్ ద అథారిటీస్ టు గివ్ మీ అ ఛాన్స్ ఫర్ మై ఓన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ టు స్పీక్ ఆన్ ద ఎగ్జాల్టెడ్ వర్సెస్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, ఎస్పెషలీ ఆఫ్టర్ ద వర్స్ వేర్ ద హౌ ద ప్రపోనెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద భాగవత హ్యాస్ టు బి అనఘ. ఐఎమ్ మచ్ మోర్ scared to sit on the dais and speak, but I beg your mercy that I can speak some sensible words which can create some pleasure for the devotees as well as for the Lord. So normally when a devotee fasts on Ekadashi or he fasts completely from water, next day the Parana Vrata is completed by drinking water or eating grains. And when somebody drinks just water, it falls into two categories. One is it can be considered as broken, the fast has been broken also, and it can also be considered as fast not broken, as we hear in the pastime of Amarish Maharaj. So this, the whole concept is very achintya. Now, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, if anything is not explainable, the word achintya is used. You know, okay, no answers, achintya hai. But when we go through this purport, we understand so succinctly what exactly is achintya bheda bheda tattva. It is very easy in normal day-to-day life also to go to extremes, but to maintain a balance is always a challenge. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in his, you know, as the purport mentions, in his supreme Brahminical incarnation to show how the scriptures have to be balanced. Now the analogy is given that how if there is a statement from Shruti, which is the direct words from the Supreme Lord, and if there is a statement from Smriti, which is spoken by devotees, which is elaboration of the Shruti, if both of them contradict, one has to take the statement of the Shrutis and neglect the statement of Smritis. But when there are two statements of Shrutis which are apparently contradictory, then one has to not neglect either of them, but rather look for a reconciliation, A very beautiful analogy is given that just when a tiger attacks a cow, it is the duty of a kshatriya to protect the cow. You know, the ninth canto, the mention is of a king who spends his whole life just protecting the cow, not even getting married, but cow protection. One should protect the cow and one should kill the tiger. But what to do when there are two cows fighting? You don't harm any of them, but rather try to separate them and protect both of them. So it is important to keep the statements of the Shrutis intact. Unfortunately, the Mayavadis, what they apparently do is, some statements are termed as the Mahavakyas and some statements are termed as the Laghuvakyas. But both have to be given the same, you know, same weightage. You can't, you know, neglect one and give importance to one. So we see here, as we are talking about Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, there are some statements in Shrutis which talk about the oneness and some statements which talk about the difference between the Lord and the living entity. So we have to come to a proper statement. Just like one might say that, you know, Paresh, you know, for example, Paresh does not eat in afternoon. And the second statement is, Paresh's weight is increasing. So what will the monists do? They will take out a third statement that there is problem with the weighing scale. It is not so. What would any sane person come up with? He is eating in the evening. If his weight is increasing, he is eating in the evening. So similarly, when we are talking that the Lord is one with the living entity, that oneness is so that the living entity can understand that what the rasa that he is enjoying has to be of the quality of sat, chit and ananda, and that the matter with which it is trying to identify will not give him that supreme rasa. That is the advantage of knowing that we are one in quality with the Supreme Lord. So that our disinterest in the matter is installed. But on the other hand, when we come to know that we are different from the Lord in magnitude, that gives rise to servitude. But yes, you know, how insignificant I am. Just like as if you stand on the shores of an ocean, you know, the expanse of the ocean is so huge. You stand on the beach of, you know, Jagannath Puri. My God, the waves are so tumultuous. Looking at the waves, looking at the whole sea, you understand how insignificant I am. And that gives rise to servitude towards the Lord. How I am insignificant. And it is my responsibility to serve the Lord. So that's why this Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu propounded, is not a tool to answer the unanswerable, but a tool to actually put an end to the ongoing debate between the oneness and difference. Krishna consciousness is considered to be the ultimate solution, but Krishna consciousness becomes much more easy, you know, when we understand what is consciousness of Krishna. If one comes to know what is Krishna's consciousness and tries to please Krishna on that ground, then Krishna consciousness becomes much more easy. What is the nature of the Lord? How eager he is. This verse is a pramana a praman for how if one simply does devotional service, the Lord can be pleased. The Lord will be pleased. Just to know how He reciprocates, we have a proof in the what His nature is. It's described in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where He's saying, O Arjuna, mayeva mana adhatsva. Fix your mind in me, fix your intelligence in me, and thus live in me, and without doubt you'll come back to me. And then, you know, it's like suddenly the Lord realizes, what if He cannot do that? Okay, if you can't do this, then at least fix your mind in the regulative principles of devotional service and develop a desire to attain me. Okay, what if I can't do that? Then attain knowledge about me. Work for me. If you can't work for me, sacrifice your results to me. So when we see that accommodative nature, the eagerness of the Lord to reciprocate with the living entity, you understand how Krishna is so much eager to reciprocate with us. It is just that we are miser to take our step. When the matter comes of reciprocation, which is the normal verse we think of, ye yathamam prabadyante tam sthathaiva bhajamyaham avartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvashah. The Lord reciprocates accordingly with what the devotee reciprocates. But you have also heard that when you take one step, Krishna takes 100 steps. So, you know, we might feel apparent contradiction, you know, my one step, and if Krishna takes only one step, you know, it will take eons. But our step is like ant step, and Krishna's step is like the elephant's step. When we take our one step, it's an ant's 100 steps. And this is how He's eager to reciprocate with us. Again and again through scriptures, He's telling, you know, give me one chance. Just like that, the bird, the analogy of the bird in the heart, where the soul and the super soul are sitting, and the super soul is patiently watching to the soul. Look at me once, look at me, you know, I'm ready to help you. Just look at me once. But the living entity is busy in enjoying the fruits, the sour fruits, the sweet fruits, the bitter fruits. And the Lord is patiently waiting. He's eager, but He doesn't dwell with our free will. He's waiting, you know, I'm ready to give. No, the verse is so very solacing, so very, you know, satisfying, that the Lord will give fully Himself. What do you mean by Himself? You know, like puri tara, He will give it to you. You know, He will give Himself to you. That is the power. Yesterday, His Grace Vishwaroop Prabhu, He spoke about how the pure devotional service is Krishna Karshini. The Lord is attracted to devotional service so much that He sells Himself. Then one more instant comes in the Bhagavad Gita where He is speaking, and this is really very classic, where the Lord is speaking that who is dear to me? In the 7th chapter, He is saying, you know, how Tesham Gyani Nityukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate Priyohi Gyanino Tyartham Ahamcha Sacham Apriyah. Those who are in full knowledge, who want to serve me, who come to me, are very magnanimous. Udara sarva eveti. Now, somebody who knows your greatness and comes to serve you, and you call him udar, now you call him magnanimous, the devotee should call the Lord magnanimous, because He is giving shelter. But here, there is reverse happening. The Lord is calling the devotees, you know, those devotees who come to me in full surrender, they are very, very magnanimous. Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur, he explains that why is the Lord calling them magnanimous? Because he is very eager to reciprocate in the fatherly affection. And because those devotees are giving him chance to reciprocate, he's thanking them. Thank you. Thank you for coming. You can see that eagerness is so amazing. You know, I'm very thankful to, you know, come to this section where the eagerness of the Lord is so very touching. And then what is the mood of the Lord? The mood of the Lord is, he is very pleased by very less. In the fifth canto, the residents of the Kim Purusha Loka, they are praying to Lord Rama. What are they praying? Na janmanonam mahato na saubhagam na vana buddhir na kritistosha hetuhu teryad vrishishtan apinovanaukashas chakar sakhe batalakshmana grajaha. What is the qualification to get the friendship of the Lord? Not high birth, not beauty, not eloquence, not sharp intelligence, not superior race. The Lord is simply accepting us, the forest dwellers, the monkeys, as the vanaras, as his friends. Although Lakshmana is standing in the Dasya Bhav, but we are sitting beside the Lord as friends. What qualification do we have? So easily the Lord is pleased. Then he says, how the Lord can be easily pleased? Suro suro va piyatha va naro naraha sarvatmanaya sukrutagyam uttamam bhajetaramam manujakritim harim ya uttarananayat koshalandivam. Saying, let it be a demigod or a demon, a monkey or a human, a bird or a beast, one who wholeheartedly gives himself to the Supreme Lord Ram, he can be easily made grateful. You know, many times, you know, those who are always eager to help you, they end up being exploited. But here, the Lord is ready to be exploited. He's saying, I'm ready. I'm ready to offer myself and serve you in any way. Just first come to me wholeheartedly. Su kritagyam. He is grateful and he can be made easily grateful. Just what you have to do, wholeheartedly give yourself to him. And then in the Ramayana we have the verse, Sakradeva Prapannoyam, where he's saying, no, I'm fully for you. Just come in front of me and say, O Lord Ram, I am yours. And I shall give him Abhaya. That is the amazing eagerness of the Lord to provide protection, to provide affection. As we hear in the purport, as the reciprocation of Lord Krishna with the Vrindavan Vasis, the Vrajavasis, how he is ready to reciprocate with them and does so many things. And to please the Lord, what does it take? It takes that one has to understand the heart of the Lord. Just as we chant the Mangalacharan, Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. Shri Rupa Goswami, he knew the heart of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he did accordingly whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. So similarly, for us to know what the heart of the Supreme Lord is, the scriptures very boldly tell us as to what one living entity has to do. Just simply offer some simple devotional service with that consciousness. We see what we do from day one in Krishna consciousness. We do, you know, after 50 years or 20 years, we do the same thing. But what matters is that simple, sincere consciousness. know, the many pujaris who go, you know, and offer tulsi at the lotus feet of the Lord, like every day, you know, we have to offer tulsi at the lotus feet of the Lord. But with what consciousness are you offering? That offering of tulsi and Ganga to the lotus feet of the Lord will please the Lord. Definitely will please the Lord. But much more pleasure will come to the Lord when that consciousness is imbued with love and devotion. Just as Sri Advaita Acharya, he invokes the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he is sitting on the banks of Ganges and serving the Shaligram by offering tulsi and Gangajal, you know, tulsili jala matrena jalasya chulukenava vikrinate samatmanam bhaktebhyo bhaktavatsalah. This is a verse from Gautamiya Tantra, which says that just by simple offering of tulsi and Gangajal, the Lord becomes so pleased with the devotee, so pleased with the devotee, that he is ready to offer himself. Sell. Vikrinate samatmanam. He is ready to sell himself for that devotee. The Lord is so much eager. And when you see the story of Pandavas in Mahabharata, what to say about them? There is a verse in the first canto which talks about what all you did, O Lord, for the Pandavas. Sarathya, Parashada, Sevana, Sakhya, Dautya, Virasananugamana, Stavana, Pranaman. So many things you did for the Pandavas. Why? Because the Pandavas were Snigdheshu Pandushu, Jagat Pranitam Chavishnur, Bhaktim Karoti Nirpati, Charanar Vinde. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport for Snigdheshu, he says, because they were malleable to the will of the Lord. Malleable. You know, we heard this word, malleable, we heard in the school, you know, what? Malleable metal, you know, which can be moved as we want, you know. It easily bendable. So here, the main quality of the devotees of Pandavas is, he's malleable. To hear to the miraculous stories of how Lord reciprocates with his devotees is very nice, is very pleasing to hear. But one has to also give sufficient oral reception to the kind of loving devotion that these devotees had. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it mentions a beautiful incident where Narad Muni is coming and talking to, you know, it's apparent sarcasm. When Narad Muni is talking to Lord Krishna, he is saying, my dear Mukunda, although you are the supreme personality of Godhead, the all-powerful person, by making friendship with you, the Pandavas have become bereft of their legitimate right to the kingdom of the world. And moreover, they are now living in the forest, incognito. Sometimes they must work as ordinary laborers in someone else's house. These symptoms appear to be very inauspicious materially. But the beauty is that the Pandavas have not lost their faith in you or their love for you in spite of all these tribulations. In fact, they are always thinking of you and chanting your name in ecstatic friendship. O Mukunda, though you, the Supreme Lord, have appeared as a friend of the Pandavas, they met with so many calamities, such as losing the kingdom, living in the forest, and acting as servants in someone else's house. However, their sweet friendship for you has doubled in spite of this. So, when we see how the Lord miraculously or menially serves his devotees, when we see the lives of Pandavas, we understand what it takes for the Lord to reciprocate in such great magnanimity. What kind of substance that devotees have. It's very easy to just focus on the one part where the Lord reciprocates with a devotee. You know, He has come in so many incarnations and saved his devotee. For Raghunath Das Goswami, Srimati Radharani herself comes in covers. Or the Lord Krishna comes with a stick to shoo away the tiger. But we have to also concentrate on the pastime. These pastimes are definitely purifying. But to take a lesson, we have to also read the pastimes of what devotional service they perform, of what caliber those devotees were. Definitely, just by a Tulsi Dala in Ganga, the Lord will be pleased. But one should not remain a miser in just offering one Tulsi Jal in Ganga. One has to not be calculative in serving the Lord, but rather do the best of his capacity to please the Supreme Lord. In case of Bali Maharaj, he came as a doorkeeper. But what did Bali Maharaj do? What great sacrifice he did. He went against the whole world to please the Lord. King Kulashekhar in the Mukundamala Stotra, he says, Mabhiramandamano vichinta bahuda yamishchiram yatana naivami prabhavandi paparipavaha swami nano shridhara alasya vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasvanarayanam lokasya vasanapano danakaro dasasya kim nakshama. Saying, O living entity, leave your laziness and perform devotional service. Why is your heart fearful? Mabhiramandamano vichinta bahuda yamishchiram yatana. Why are you so afraid of the atrocities to be done by Yama? Don't you know who your master is? Your master is Sridhara, and he can do anything for you. Why are you so miserly in taking steps towards him? In glorifying Shri Vasudeva Datta, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Vasudeva Datta asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to please deliver the whole world, you know, I don't want to, you know, I would like to take the, you know, what a great step. He's saying, I would like to take the sins of all the living entities, you know. Very fearful that, you know, you will like to take the suffering of somebody. It's not that easy. So glorifying Vasudev Dutt's propensity of loving the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Krishna sei purna kare jai mage bhritya bhritya vancha purti bina nahi anya kritya. You hear and we feel so nice. Wow. What is the main job of the Lord? To fulfill the words of his devotees. But one has to be a devotee. That is the main thing. The main theme is, one has to perform devotional service. Perform proper sadhana bhakti. This is a verse which gives us so much encouragement to perform devotional service. You do this, you do simple devotional service, and Krishna will be pleased. So, we pray that one day, whatever futile efforts we do, Krishna will reciprocate with us and award us more devotional service at his lotus feet. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Jai.